From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Pro-democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi is free after more than 7 years under house arrest in Myanmar, also known as Burma. Thousands of her supporters waited outside her home today to greet her as she stepped through barbed wire barriers. She told them that if they work in unity, they can achieve their goal. World leaders are welcoming news of Aung San Suu Kyi's release. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called on Myanmar's military government to set free all of its political prisoners. The BBC's Marcus George has more on reaction from the international community.
Soon after Aung San Suu Kyi's release, messages of support echoed around the world. At the Asia-Pacific summit in Japan, President Obama welcomed the news, saying she was a hero of his and praised her for continuing her fight for democracy, peace and change. The British Prime Minister David Cameron described Ms. Suu Kyi as an inspiration. The French President Nicolas Sarkozy warned the Burmese authorities against restricting her freedom of movement and expression, and the campaign group Amnesty International urged Burma's generals to now set free all political prisoners.
The BBC's Marcus George reporting. It's still unclear whether any restrictions have been placed on Suu Kyi as conditions of her release. Amnesty International is applauding her release, but spokesman Niall Cooper says it's too soon to say there's a softening of the military regime.
We believe the world should not be fooled by this. Aung San Suu Kyi is just but one individual. There are 2,200 political prisoners still held in Burma, and the recent elections have changed very, very little in the country.
Neil Cooper with Amnesty International. In northern Afghanistan, 10 people are dead, at least 18 wounded from a bomb that went off in a marketplace. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports earlier in the day, NATO forces repelled a Taliban attack on an airfield.
Afghan authorities say a bomb loaded on a motorcycle exploded in a bazaar in the northern province of Kunduz, apparently targeting local Afghan police. The majority of the victims were civilians, including three children. The Afghan Interior Minister called the attack un-Islamic and inhumane. After years of relative calm, Kunduz has become contested territory between the Taliban and NATO-supported government forces. Earlier in the day, the Taliban assaulted a U.S. airbase near Jalalabad with small arms and at least one suicide bomber. Officials said 8 attackers were killed without inflicting any NATO casualties. A Taliban spokesman, known for exaggerated claims, said scores of NATO and Afghan soldiers were killed and several jets and helicopters destroyed. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Rahm Emanuel is now officially a candidate for mayor of Chicago. He has been campaigning unofficially ever since leaving his job as White House chief of staff. Well, today he told supporters packed into an elementary school auditorium in North Chicago that he is running for the job and will fight any tax increase for residents. This is NPR News from Washington. Tonight in Cowboy Stadium in Dallas, Filipino politician Manny Pacquiao takes on Mexican opponent Antonio Margarito for the World Boxing Council's Super Welterweight Championship. NPR's Mandalit DeBarco reports.
Manny Pacquiao has already won world titles in 7 weight classes. Tonight, he boxes for the Super Welterweight Championship. He's also a successful singer and a congressman in the Philippines.
I want to be a champion not only in boxing but also as a public servant.
Pacquiao told NPR's Scott Simon he feels a great responsibility in politics and in sports.
The whole Filipino nation is in my shoulders, so I have to win the fight.
Manny Pacquiao weighed in almost 6 pounds lighter than his opponent, Antonio Margarito. They fight for the title at the Cowboys Stadium in Arlington. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
It's something that hasn't ever happened to Tiger Woods since turning pro. He may end the year without winning any titles. He's 10 shots behind the leader, Adam Bland, after the third round of the Australian Masters. For the final round, he'll tee off before the leaders even start warming up. It's another blow to Woods, who recently had to relinquish his number one world ranking to Lee Westwood. The tally is adding up at the auction of the spoils from jailed financier Bernie Madoff's lavish lifestyle. Up for sale today were more than 200 pairs of shoes, a Rolex watch, and the 10-carat engagement ring that belonged to his wife. That sold for $550,000, more than $200,000 over the pre-sale estimate. Another big item was the jailed financier's 1917 Steinway piano that had an estimated value of $7,000. It went for $42,000. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.